Fantastic. Well, what we're going to turn to the Bible now, and we've been looking at some. We've been looking at Paul's letter to the Colossians on a Sunday morning, and we're going to look at two verses this morning from Paul's letter to the Colossians. And what we're going to do for our reading this morning is read it together as a church family. So it's Colossians 2 and chapter 6, verses 6 to 7, and it will be on the screen, or you might have on your seat a smart-looking little green card. Looks a little bit like that, and if you'd like to read it from that, you can do that as well. So what we're going to do is do our Bible reading together this morning. So if you'd like to say with me these words. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Colossians 2, 6 to 7. Should we do it again? Should we read it again together? It's only short, isn't it? And it's great, the great verses. So let's read it again together. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Colossians 2, 6 to 7. Brilliant. Now you can keep that little green card, and you can take it home with you and put it on your fridge or something like that. Now those words come from the book of the Bible called Colossians, which we've been looking together at on a Sunday morning. And Colossians, if you remember, was written by a man called Paul, the Apostle Paul, and he's writing to a group of Christians, a church, a bit like us. Not this church, but another church, not so different to us. And you can see there that in verse 6, you can see that Paul says they have received Christ Jesus as Lord. That just means that they've put their trust in Jesus. They are followers of the Lord Jesus. They believe that Jesus died and rose for their sins, and now they want to live for him as they wait for him to come back. And Paul says this is brilliant, you might remember. One of the reasons he's writing this letter is to tell them how brilliant it is that they have trusted in Jesus as their Lord. But can you see as well in verse 6 that Paul says they need to continue with Jesus, continue to live your lives in him, says Paul. You see, trusting Jesus is something that we do every day. We don't just do it once and then forget all about it. Paul says that we need to keep going with Jesus and to keep growing as Christians every day. And adults, you might remember that this is the main message of Colossians. In fact, I'm going to put some of the adults to the test. Why not? So I wonder if any of the adults would like to give us a very brief summary of the message of Colossians in about three words or so, not using the words of verse 6, but using your own words. What have we seen that the main idea of Colossians is? Anybody want to shout for us who's been with us on Sunday mornings? Okay, union with Christ. Yep, that's one way of putting it. Absolutely. We can say, talk about wonderfully that we're in Christ. Yep. Perhaps a more sort of slightly simpler way of putting it as well. What have we seen that we need to do? Stick with Jesus. Somebody said, what was that, John, as well? The church is the people. The church is the people of Christ. And what do we need to do? We need to stick with Jesus. Brilliant. So what we're going to think about this morning is three things from verse 7 that we can do to stick with Jesus. How is it that we can keep going and keep growing as Christians as we stick with Jesus? Okay, so three things we're going to look at together this morning. The first one is that Paul says we need to be rooted in Jesus. That's in verse 7, rooted in Jesus. Now, I wonder if any of the children, you might like to tell me, what does the word rooted make you think of? Have you heard the word roots or rooted? Go on. Trees, brilliant. You might notice that we've got some little visual aids. They're not quite trees. I mean, you might imagine a great big tall tree, mightn't you? An oak tree with its roots going miles down into the ground. But we couldn't bring in one of those big trees this morning into here for obvious reasons. But we do have a little selection of plants. And I wonder if some of the, maybe the children at the front can help me decide which plants look healthy to you. So let's have a look. This one. Can you see, AJ, Philippa, can you see this? Does this plant look, does it look rooted and healthy to you? What do you think? It does? You agree? Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, you agree, Claire? I think it looks, yeah, it's only tiny, isn't it? But it's rooted, it's growing, it's not doing too badly. There we are, that's rooted, that's good, and that's going to grow. What have we got here? What do we think? How do these look to you? No, not so good. This is these are the weekly roses that I buy my wife. the weekly, but might have been an exaggeration. No, not so good. No, I mean, they're actually done quite well. I think they've lasted about 2 weeks, but they're not rooted, are they? They don't have any water, and their heads were definitely starting to fall off as I brought them in this morning. They're not doing so well, are they? They're not rooted at all. I was going to try and lift this one a bit, see. What do we think? Is this rooted? Yeah. Solid? Yeah? Do you reckon, Seth, it's doing all right? It's got some good roots? Yeah? This is doing very well, isn't it? It's solidly rooted in its soil. The healthy plants are rooted in good soil, aren't they? They have good roots, and so they're alive, and they're healthy. And Paul says, if we want to keep going with Jesus, we need to be a bit like those plants. We need to be rooted in Jesus. Healthy Christian believers, followers of Jesus who are going to keep growing, need to be rooted a little bit like this little tree here, rooted. And the danger is that if we're not firmly rooted in Jesus, we'll be a little bit like in danger of being like the plants that aren't rooted, because we'll struggle, won't we, to grow and be healthy if we're not rooted in Jesus. What does that mean? How can we be rooted in Jesus? Well, we'll think in a minute about one very particular way that we can be rooted in Jesus. But God has given us lots of different ways, hasn't he, that we can be rooted together in Jesus. Sometimes things like praying or reading our Bibles, they can sometimes feel very, very ordinary things, can't they? But actually, they're ways that we can stay rooted in Jesus. And Paul says that's really important. And God has also given us each other, hasn't he, to stay rooted in Jesus. That's why something like coming to church on a Sunday morning is so important, so good, because I need you, and you need me, and we all need each other to help each other stay rooted in Jesus. And I know for certain that I would never keep going with Jesus if I didn't have my church family to help me. And actually, the longer I go on as a Christian, the more I realize I can't do it on my own. I need your help to help me stay rooted in Jesus. So here's something that maybe you'd like to do this week, both adults and children. This might be something you'd like to do. This week, why not encourage someone from your church family to stay rooted in Jesus? Maybe you could write them a little card or a letter or a note. Or maybe you could send perhaps a text or a phone call or something like that. You could pray for one of your church family, or pray with them and encourage them this week to stick with Jesus and to be rooted in him. Paul says, number one, we need to be rooted in Jesus. Now, we've got on my left, you can see, we've got this very exciting tree that Rhiann has made for us. And it looks like a healthy, growing sort of tree to me. And it's got underneath some of those layers, it's got some of our three things. It's got all of our three things on it about sticking with Jesus. And I wonder if perhaps one of the children might like to come and uncover the one at the bottom, is it, Rhiann? Yeah. Yeah, the one at the bottom. Anybody want to come and Rhiann can help you if you'd like. Do you want to, Esther? Rhiann will give you a hand if you need. And you're going to come and uncover the first bit of our tree. Okay, what does it say? Rooted. Brilliant. There we go. That's great. Well done. Excellent. So number one, we need to be rooted in Jesus if we want to keep going with him. Fantastic. Well, we've seen, haven't we, that we need to be rooted in Jesus so that we can keep growing in him. And that's our first thing. Our second thing is that we saw in that verse, maybe we could have the verse back up on the screen. The second thing is that we need to be strengthened in the faith as you were taught, says Paul. And I've got something to help me with this one here as well. It's a hefty old book. And I wonder if someone could tell me Maybe, would Alex be able to help me with what it says on the spine? No, okay, he wouldn't. That's fine. Would someone like to help me? What does it say on the spine? Go on, maybe one of the... Is anybody want to shout out what it says? Holy Bible, brilliant. It says Holy Bible on the spine there. Now this is I was going to say I brought my Bible. This isn't my Bible. This is a church Bible. This belongs to the church here. And Paul says that we need to be strengthened in the faith just as we were taught. Now strengthened, it's a little bit like being rooted, isn't it? Being strengthened means being really firm in our trust in Jesus and not moving away to anything or to anyone else. How is it that we're going to be strengthened in our faith in Jesus? Well, by this, by the Bible, by this Bible. Now, this is a big, heavy Bible, so lifting it up and down might actually make me strong, mightn't it? But of course, that's actually not what Paul means at all. What Paul means is that we need to be spiritually strong, strong in the faith, strong in our trust in the Lord Jesus. And the Bible will help us be spiritually strong, not by lifting it up and down, but by reading it, of course, and reading it and studying it together. I wonder if you saw that Paul says that we need to be strengthened in the faith just as you were taught. You see, the message about Jesus, the gospel, it's not something that we've come up with ourselves, is it? It's not something that we thought up one day because we're really, really clever. It's something that we've been taught, not something we'd ever worked out ourselves. We have been taught about Jesus. And where have we been taught it from? Well, we've learned it from the Bible. Perhaps through other people teaching us the Bible, perhaps through reading it for ourselves, or perhaps both. We learn about Jesus, don't we, in the words of the Bible. So here we go. I can open up, hold it with one arm. I can open up the Bible and I can turn to the book of Colossians. There we go. Put the bookmark in it. I can turn to the book of Colossians and I can read the words that we've just read there, and the rest of the letter as well. There you go. There's the book of Colossians in this Bible here. Now, I don't know how many times I've read the book of Colossians, probably quite a few times. But you know what? I need to keep reading the book of Colossians lots more times, don't I? Because I need to keep hearing the same message of the Bible again and again and again. And so do we all. The faith in Jesus that we've been taught, well, we need to stick with it, don't we? And that's why on Sundays at Junior Church or in the building here or at growth groups or at Cell or lots of other groups during the week, we keep hearing the same truths. I wonder if you've noticed that. When you come to church, you'll hear the same truths about Jesus every week because it's what we need to do if we want to stick and be strong in our faith. Stick with what we've been taught in the Bible and keep coming back to it. And as we do that, God will strengthen us in our faith in Jesus. In fact, if you're a little bit older, you might have noticed that Paul doesn't say, make yourselves strong in Jesus or strengthen yourselves. We can't do that, can we? It's God who will strengthen us as we stick with the faith that we've been taught. So here's another thing. Again, families, children, parents, you might all like to do together. Another very simple thing, but one of the most important things that you could do this week, and that is to spend a bit of time, maybe each day, hearing the words of the Bible, the faith that we've been taught, and hearing it together. Now, you could do it on your own, couldn't you? But you might like to do it together as a family, all together, perhaps reading the Bible together. And parents, if you don't have any things that you might like to use, there are lots of good resources that will help. So do ask us if you'd like a good children's Bible or some good CDs or something like that. We can help you with those things. But Paul says, strengthen in the faith as you are taught in the Word, so that when difficult things happen, which they will, we can stand firm in our trust in Jesus. Now, perhaps would someone else like to help us take the next part off the tree, strengthened in the faith? Go on, why don't you do it? Yeah, go on. And again, Rhiann, why don't you just give her a little hand? Rachel, thank you. Go on. And hopefully the next part of our tree will say strengthened in the faith. As you were taught. There we go. Strengthen the faith as you were taught in the Bible. Brilliant. Well done. So we need to be rooted in Jesus. Well done, Rhiann. We need to be rooted in Jesus and that we're strengthened in the faith that we have been taught in God's word. Fantastic. Well, there's one more thing that we need to see that is right at the end of verse 7 there. And Paul says that we're to be overflowing with thankfulness. Now, I don't know how good you are at being thankful, saying thank you. It's not always that easy, is it, for some reason? Sometimes it's a bit easier to be grumpy. But the Bible teaches us that we need to be people who say thank you. And most of all, thank you to God for what he's done for us. We need to be those who say thank you to God for sending Jesus to save us. And you can see that Paul says we should be thankful, overflowing with thankfulness. Now, thankfulness just means saying thank you to God. What if someone could tell me what they think overflowing means? What does overflowing mean? Give me a shout, someone. What do you think overflowing means? Like a cup that's too full? Sheila, yes, thank you. Any other children want to think of something that might be overflowing? What do you think, Esther? Like a river that's full and spilling into a city. That sounds dangerous, but yes, absolutely. Overflowing, like a river bursting its banks, something like that, yeah. Anything else? Anyone more? Any other ideas about overflowing? What do you reckon? Too many sweets in a box. That's because there's one down in the staff room, isn't there? Good. So overflowing. Paul says that we're sort of supposed to be overflowing with thankfulness. Now, on Friday, Rhiann and myself carried out a little experiment. We were going to do it live, but it's a little bit messy. But we tried to make something overflow. And we've got a little video of that. Have we? Is that working? Great. Here we go. Yay! I'm sure I asked you to take out those noises. Do you want to see that again? It was only short. Do you want to see it again? Yeah, okay. Do you want to see it again? Can we play it again?
Yay!
Dear me. Okay, well, there we go. Don't ask me to explain how that works, because I have no idea. Science is not my strong point. That was take two. Take one was a little bit closer to sort of dribbling with thankfulness, so we had to do it twice. But do you see how that Coke bottle overflowed? It was almost sort of exploding with thankfulness, wasn't it? And Paul says it's going to be something like that with Christian believers. We're not just to be thankful. We're not just to say thank you maybe once every month or once every week. Paul says we're to be overflowing with thankfulness, absolutely bursting to say thank you to God for giving us Jesus to save us. Because that is the most wonderful thing, isn't it, that anyone has ever done for us, God sending Jesus for us. Overflowing, says Paul, absolutely bursting to say thank you. And you know, saying thank you to God will help us keep going and keep growing as Christians. It will help us to continue with Jesus, because you know, it's actually very difficult to grow as a Christian if we're not being thankful. If we start to become maybe a bit grumpy or a little bit whingy, we start to lose our thankfulness to God, we'll actually find it harder to live our Christian lives, won't we? Basically, if we're grumpy Christians, we'll struggle. And for the adults, here's a little quotation I came across this week from a Christian writer. Thank God often and always. Pride and gloom do not grow easily in a thankful heart. And that's true, isn't it? If we're overflowing with thankfulness, we'll keep going with Jesus and keep growing in Jesus. So one more thing for us to do this week. Very simple again, and again you could do it perhaps on your own, or again you could do it together as a family. Make a habit every day this week to say thank you to God for Jesus and for all that Jesus has done for you. And you could do that together, couldn't you? Just before tea, perhaps, before you eat together, something like that. You could do it on your own, just quietly in the morning, even as perhaps you could do it while you clean your teeth, couldn't you? Like I'm trying to remember to do. Just say thank you to God for Jesus. Just a little prayer to our Father saying thank you and overflowing with thankfulness. Now, I wonder if one more person could help us. We might need somebody slightly taller. Let's come on to help us take out the last bit of our tree. AJ, would you like to do it? Go on then. Again, can you reach? Do you want to give? Yeah, can you? Oh, Daddy, that's a very good idea. Go on, Steve. Give her a hand. Oh. Oh, no. It's all right. Oh, no. That's okay. Well done. Well done, AJ. Very good. Very good indeed. And that says overflowing with thankfulness, rooted and strengthened in the faith, just as we were taught, overflowing with thankfulness. Those things will help us to be Christians who stick with Jesus, won't they? Who grow in Jesus and who are walking with him every day. Now, if you're like me, all of those things are things that we're going to find hard to do, and they're not things we can do just off on our own, are they? Not things we can do in our own strength. We will need God to help us. But God will help us. He promises us to help us do those things as we trust in him. So as we finish our three things, shall we pray together? And then we'll move on. Let's pray together as we finish. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonderful privilege of being able to know the Lord Jesus as our Lord. Thank you for all that he has done for us in dying and rising. Thank you that he's coming back to take us to be with him. Thank you for the wonderful gospel. Help us, we pray, to be rooted in the Lord Jesus, to be strengthened in the faith that we've been taught in your word, and to be overflowing with thankfulness. We know that we can't do these things on our own. We need each other, and most of all, we need you to work in us by your Spirit. So help us, we pray, apply these words to our lives for Jesus' glory. Amen. Amen. Amen.